Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, Publish Magazine, Broadcast, and Global Communities, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And I'm really thrilled to have you all here today, and also really thrilled to have with us Marella Scott. Marella is a best-selling author, inspirational expert, ghostwriter, and Oprah's Ambassador of Hope. She speaks from the heart with her life-changing words of faith and strength. Her efforts caught the attention of Oprah Winfrey, who honored her as one of the five ambassadors of hope in 2009, which is so unbelievably impressive, and stated, "A childhood of abuse almost kept Marella Scott from a life of happiness until she discovered how to use her story to help others." Marella is also the recipient of the Congressional Award for her humanitarian efforts for sharing her prolific life story in efforts to help and inspire others. Marella's award-winning books, In Our Home, an Amazon bestseller, Surrounded by Inspiration, and the newly released Bad to the Bone, provide powerful lessons that inspire and provide hope and encourage change. And she is also the author of the novel Intuition. Marella, thank you so much for making the time to be with us. I just admired the work that you're doing, and I'm so thrilled to have you here.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about how this wonderful life of contribution that you live now and the acknowledgement you've received from so many sources for the fabulous work you're doing. How did that come about from the standpoint of you finding your passion and purpose in life?
Well, the one thing I look at, Vicki, is that we all have things that we have to overcome in life. And, you know, adversity is something that's not going to be something we can avoid. So you have to learn how to overcome it. In my childhood, which is chronicled in my memoir, In Our House, Perception Versus Reality, I had one horrific childhood that people, when they read the memoir, they're like, I'm amazed that you even made it out of that house with everything that happened. And that was my beginning. I held all of the pain and horror that took place in my childhood with me for years and years, but I realized that it was negative and it was hurting me because I didn't trust anyone. I was unable to forgive. So I really had to do a lot of work on myself to kind of realign myself with who I want to be and define and my focus on my destiny. And in doing that, I realized that offering forgiveness for what happened was a big key to me. And in doing so, I wrote my book, and that got so much pain out of me. I was able to release things that I had carried for years and years and years, and I realized how therapeutic it was. And I wanted to offer that to other people and say, okay, sometimes what I learned, we have pain. We're all going to have things that hurt us, that devastate us even. But we're not meant to hold on to that. We're meant to let go of it and release it and understand through our pain there are very powerful lessons sometimes that we're meant to learn. And those lessons, we're supposed to use them as fuel so we can better ourselves. We can empower ourselves to be better, to think better, to avoid negative situations, and to improve our life. And so that's what I had to do. And from that platform, seeing what it did for me, I absolutely had to share it with people. And so that's how it began.
That is so fantastic. So what inspired you to start writing books about the amazing things that have happened in your life and even a novel?
Well, it's really awesome because it was therapeutic to get everything out and the release. But I found that taking and sharing my life, instead of keeping it to myself and keeping the pain and everything inside of me and suppressing it, sharing it with other people allowed me to help other people realize that they can overcome certain types of adversity. There are ways to get out of the darkness. There is a way to improve your life, and you don't have to stay in the shackles of the emotional hostage that you're being held to pain, to past, to history, or whatever it may be. You can get away from that. And so in teaching people that there are lessons, and what we can do is use those lessons to make us better, that writing and empowering people and showing, hey, I'm you. I'm not, you know, someone that has never gone through these things. I've gone through more horror and more pain than most people would ever imagine, but I was able to overcome it one thing at a time. And just because I overcame it doesn't mean I won't face it again, because I have recently with my health. And you know what? You keep fighting. But when you learn how to fight the right way to overcome things, it's only going to make you stronger in the end, which it has me. And so sharing through writing inspiration, it allows me to connect with people and say, hey, I'm like you. This is how I did it. This is what I recommend for you. And so many people, they want to know. People want to know. They want to learn. And they learn better, I think, from people that have experienced it than people that haven't. So it's a, you know, it's really a beautiful thing to pass along that gift to other people to inspire them through your own pain, through your own adversity.
It that is so true. And I honestly believe, as a publisher, and we have published now over 400 authors to bestseller status. And I really believe that everyone has a unique story that is going to touch people in the world. And no one else can tell that story like you can. And if you hold that story within, then it will never be out there to help the people it's intended just to help. And so I'm in such admiration of the fact that you broke through all of the tremendous challenges and barriers in your life to be able to bring your story to the forefront. How do you hope your story will really inspire others?
Well, you know, the beautiful thing about it is that people understand, they connect to people that have really gone through the same thing. It's different when someone tells you, you know, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, and they're giving you great advice because they're right, but you know they haven't gone through it. So you're shut down emotionally from, you know, understanding them, because you're like, well, they are not where I have been. And me having been in so many different situations that allow me to connect to people, I think that has given me an advantage to help people. And writing, when you write from a place of truth, as I'm sure you know, it's people can feel that truth. They can feel it. They know it. They know you've been where they are. They know you feel it. They know you know how to overcome it, and you're able to connect with them so you can inspire them. If you can't make that connection, then, you know, it's not going to help them. And that's what I reach to do, is really to connect with people on a very, very personal level, where I hit their core and they understand, look, get up, you can do it. I'm not telling you to do something I haven't done. Let's do it, and we can do it together, because I can show you how.
Yeah, and your authenticity makes all the difference in the world in what comes across and how it impacts others so powerfully. So tell me, do you have any tips for those out there that have a story to tell and maybe they're just kind of stuck and they're afraid to step out there and get that story out? What were some of the things that helped you to actually make it happen?
Well, you know, carrying pain and carrying anger, animosity towards others and for things that have hurt you in your life is one of the reasons that I had to step out and share my story. But I tell people, some people don't have negative stories. You just have something that you want to offer to this world by way of inspiration. And you just start writing. I started, you know, writing in my diary when I was a kid, and then it turned to a journal, and then it was writing in college. And poetry was a very good way for me to get and express myself. And I realized I felt good when I was writing. It helped me to really look at things sometimes from a different perspective when it's on paper than when it's inside of you. So I tell people, start journaling. Write what you feel. Write what you want to get out of you. Write whatever you want to say. And then go back and add more to it. Continue to write. But if you want to do something that's going to inspire people, I feel that the best way to do so is through telling the truth. Share the truth. Don't embellish it. Tell people what you really know, because people connect to the truth more than they do anything else.
That is so true, and I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because it again is so very powerful. So what do you hope all of the body of work and this great contribution once again that you're making what kind of impact would you like to see that have in the world? I think it's way too early to mention legacy, but if you almost look at it like a legacy, what would that look like for you?
Well, I'll tell you what, where I am right now, I love it, because, you know, I was asked, what could you do? What would you want to do in 5 years or 10 years? What do you see yourself doing? I'm doing it. I'm doing exactly what I want to do, which is changing the way people think. If you can get someone to change their mindset, you can't change them. But by inspiring them through truth and honesty and caring enough to say, hey, let me show you how to do this. Let's talk about this. Just caring can sometimes make people change their mindset and want more for themselves than they ever thought was possible. And so I have the ability to do that every single day through the social media. Vicki, you're providing a platform for people such as me every day to share what we feel, what we want to do, and offer to help people. And so I'm able to reach and touch people in a way that makes me happy every single day through my writing, through my Twitter, through my Facebook, through speaking. It's amazing because if I can leave you with something that will hit your core and let you realize that you're better than you ever thought, that you have more power and you need to own it and use it properly, that, you know, your faith and connection to God or whatever your faith or religion or what else is, you have to understand that having something you believe in is powerful. You know, I believe in God, and God has really been the driving force in my life for me to overcome everything. And so, you know, being Oprah's ambassador of hope, I tell people, I said, hope is something that I grabbed onto in my life until I was able to have pure faith. And when you have pure faith, you no longer need hope anymore. So if I can teach people to graduate from a place of hope to having faith in their own life and using it properly, it's a beautiful thing. And I had to have faith that brought me to Intuition, which is my book that comes out actually Monday, and so with my daughter. And it's about having faith, believing in your intuition, which is, I believe, our internal tracking system.
Oh, that is so amazing. And while we're on the subject, I mean, you came out of this horrific childhood to actually draw the attention of one of the most dynamic women in the world, Oprah Winfrey, if not the most dynamic. Tell us a little bit about that transition from having, you know, a really horrific childhood and coming around and transferring that into attracting the attention of this powerful, powerful force.
You know, it's actually truly an honor because when I did my memoir in our house, Perception Versus Reality, was about the perception that people have in their lives typically isn't the true reality as it was in mine. And so in sharing my story, people were able to identify with, you know, some level of pain or trauma or something that I went through, but there was a powerful message. It's very prolific underneath the surface to show you, you know, how to avoid situations instead of just saying, this is what I went through. There's lessons all through the book. So in me going out and speaking, I was teaching people about warning signs. Vicki, we all have warning signs in our life about everything. I mean, think about if you go into your kitchen and, you know, the stove is hot. Well, there's an indicator there that lets you know that it's still warm. And so the same with your iron, the same with your car. If the engine light's on, you know there's something wrong with it. Well, people have those same indicators. And what I was out there doing was speaking, when I speak on a national level, is about the indicators people have. And often, you know, I call them indicators of an abuser or warning signs. And there are indicators not for abusers but for everything in your life. But we typically as individuals make the choice not to pay attention to those things. We do what consciously fits us instead of what's better for us. And that's, you know, that's detrimental to us. So what I do is I teach people what to look for so they can avoid negative situations before they get into them. And that caught Oprah's attention, which I was so honored with her saying, I have 5 worldwide ambassadors, and you're going to be one of them. So it's an honor.
That it is, and it is so, so powerful that you grab the attention of the media in general, but Oprah specifically. It's really quite outstanding. So what kind of tips would you have for people? I know you said journaling was a really strong tip for people who are kind of stuck and afraid to tell their story. But from the standpoint, you've been really prolific in your writing. What are some of the tips or the tools that you use that really have made writing easier for you?
Well, you know, when I write from my soul. Everything comes out. It comes out from there because then that's where the truth lies, you know. And people say the eyes are the key to your soul, but, you know, your soul, the truth is in there. And so when I start writing, I write what I know. I write what I've experienced. I write what I love. And it's something that I do it when I'm moved to do so. I sit down, I can write for hours and hours on end and not realize how much time has gone past. But I tell people, when you have something you want to share, don't think too much about it. Just do it. Just put the pen to the paper or start tapping away at your keys and enjoy it. Don't think so hard because sometimes we analyze and overthink situations and we don't accomplish them because we don't think they're good enough. That's what your editor's for. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. So what's next for you? Tell us a little bit about the book that you have coming out and your future plans after that book.
Okay, well, I love this because I tell people my entire life I have always known that I had intuition. I didn't know what it was when I was a kid, but it's actually what helped me guide me out of the horrors of my childhood. And so now that I'm, you know, I'm older and I understand it, I have children of my own, the beautiful thing is that a few years ago I had, I was going through, it was actually several years ago now, but I knew something was wrong with my head. I went to the doctor several times and said, hey, there's something wrong, and you know, they kept running tests, and they were like, nope, nothing's wrong. Long story short, I went to several doctors, and finally I went to my physician, and I said, I'm telling you, I pointed to the top of my head, Vicki, and said, right here, there's something in there, and I said, you've got to find it. And he said, you know what, I believe we will. So he found a neurosurgeon, and he said he's one of the best. He said, if it's there, he will find it. And I didn't only have one aneurysm. I had multiple brain aneurysms in my speech and memory area. And so it would be nearly 3 years ago that I had brain surgery, but my intuition led me to knowing and trusting that something was wrong. And had I not done that, I may not be here today. So with that being said, part of my recovery was to actually write. I couldn't speak very well. I couldn't read very well. My short-term memory was gone. So my daughter, you know, and my husband recommended that I begin to write, you know, just to try and write to get things back. So I utilized my writing as therapy because it was the biggest passion. Like, I love writing and sharing and inspiring, but I couldn't. So my daughter co-authored this book, that our first novel, Intuition, but it's based on and inspired by true events in our life about me following my intuition, such as, you know, my brain aneurysms and what led me to trusting it. So we turned it into a novel, and she graduates May of this year. She'll be a published author before she will a college graduate. So working on this project, mother and daughter, and looking at it and realizing the therapy that, you know, went into it and writing it and the passion that went into this, this novel is phenomenal because it has layers of incredible lessons that anyone, you know, if you don't know that you have intuition or how to trust it or why you should trust it, it's a romantic psychological thriller, and it will captivate you from one page to the next. You won't want to put it down.
Oh, I love that. I really love that. So what is the overall message that you're hoping the book will really get out there and you know, make happen for people?
Well, I wanted to do what it did for my son and my daughter, and people that know me in my life know how intuitive I've always been and why I am that way. But my daughter, Alyssa Curry, who actually authored this with me, she learned, and she was always asking, how do I get my intuition? How am I going to develop it like you have it, Mommy? I want that. And I said, oh, but you already have it. You know, you've always had it. We all have it. See, people don't understand, and I want them to learn from this book, that everyone has, you know, intuition. And what it is, it's born in us. We have it. But sometimes we have too much negativity or things we're too busy in our life to hear it. And when you get that first instinct that says, you know, don't do this or don't do that, or you should do this or you should do that, and you say, nah, I'm going to do this instead, that first voice is your intuition. The second one is your own reasoning and logic, you see, because a lot of times people only do what they want to do. If the intuition is telling them to do something that opposes their own logic, then they're going to do what they want. So they don't follow it, and that's a choice. But intuition often, not often, but always, it rises above reason. So you may not understand it. It's above reason. It doesn't make sense. There's no rhyme for it. It just, it is. And so if you learn to trust it, you'll become more fluent in understanding it, and it will save you from a lot of things throughout your life. So many situations I've had that I've trusted it, and the results show, they've always proven, I'm so grateful that I have. We get in a car, Vicki, we'll follow our GPS. It may take us to the wrong place, but we trust it. We went there, and we're like, hey, this isn't where I want to go. This is the right address. I'm off. But why is it that we can't follow our God-given internal tracking system that we were born with? That's more important.
Yeah, and, you know, you're obviously really gifted at being able to live in that place most of the time. But when you get distracted, or I'm sure at times in your life you've been drawn away from that intuitive force, how do you get back there again?
Oh, my gosh. The lesson is so quick. It's immediate. It's just being able to accept reality and identify and say, you know, like, gosh, I knew better. I should have done that. Why did I go against my intuition? And so I know. I'm like, it's easy. It's very easy because the facts really are there. The answer and the solution is there. If you look at the situation, as soon as you begin to say, I knew better, well, you did. You did. We don't do that when we meet. If you meet a nice guy and you're like, oh, my gosh, you know, this guy is this and that. Well, intuitively, something's sometimes telling you something's wrong. Or if you're meeting a nice young lady and you're like, ah, she seems perfect, but there's something off about her, that's your intuition talking to you. So you can't just let it go. You don't walk away from that and say, I'll deal with it later. No, you address that now. You pay attention to it because it's there. It's always present.
Wow. So what do you think is the very biggest thing that's happened to you in your life as a result of listening to your intuition and the inspiration that's come from that?
Oh, I'm talking to you right now. Going and paying attention to, you know, the brain aneurysm, the craniotomy I had, no one could find it. But I knew, and I kept saying, I'm telling you, it's there. I was telling the doctors it was there. I didn't want it to be there, mind you. But I knew it. I could feel it. I could feel my body. Something was wrong. And a lot of times people with illnesses, they know they're off. They know their body is different. If their body will speak to them and warn you. But we pay attention to it and say, oh, I feel like I have a cold or I have this. And we misdiagnose ourselves. But if we just stay in tune to what's there, it can make a difference. And me being in tune to what was wrong with my body, it's why I'm talking to you today.
Oh, fantastic. So tell me a little bit about what you're doing in ways that you're touching people and ways that people can interact with you. Of course, there's your books and Intuition, which is breaking next week. But yeah. What are some of the other things that you're doing in ways that people can interact?
Well, you know, on the social media and on Facebook, I talk to people every single day. I put out inspirational messages that will make you smile, that will make you realize that you can, and make you motivate you to want to be better and realize that there are people, not only me, there's so many other people out there that have overcome situations and things that you may be going through. So I keep the dialogue real, I keep it simple, and I keep it so that it touches your core. And so I write, I do a lot of ghostwriting with individuals as well through Serif Books. And Serif Books has allowed me to share the inspiration that I have with people that want to tell their stories but don't know how to get it out there. So I've written several stories for a lot of celebrities, a lot of people that have the most incredible stories, and many of them are bestsellers. And, you know, I sit and work with them on a personal level to get that story out the way they want it. Not the way I want it, but the way they want it told. And I love being able to have that inspiration go out because there's so many people that have incredible lives or incredible situations, even if it's not their own account, it's someone close to them or family or something they've seen or witnessed, to share that to help others. If you're not getting inspiration from Marilla Scott, you're not going to get anything else.
Oh, that's so beautiful. So tell me, time has just flown with you. I mean, this is so wonderful. I could spend days with you. I was just wondering if there's some place, do you have a website or someplace people can go to connect with you more deeply?
Absolutely. My website is Marilla, MarillaScott, MarillaScott.com. And I'm there. I have videos up there. I have inspiration there. I do speaking, some of my speeches that will inspire you up there, and I have a blog that I write inspirational stories on and share them, and they're just, anything that's positive is what I put out, because that's what I gravitate towards, and if you flush out some of that negativity in your life, oh my gosh, you're going to have a more amazing life, and you'll see things and be able to focus more clearly on the things that will define you and help carry you into being a better, stronger individual and a happier person too. So I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, and I love to connect, so.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being with us. And I know everyone will visit your website. Give the URL one more time so that people can find you easily.
It's Marilla, MarillaScott.com. MarillaScott.com.
Fabulous. And I'm so excited. Congratulations on your new book coming out, Intuition. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate you sharing all of your wisdom and making the contribution to all of us here today.
Vicki, thank you for having me. This has been awesome, and I appreciate it so much. So thank you.
And for everyone out there, if you'd like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our global communities, our broadcast, our magazines, you can find us at getei.com. That's G-E-T-E-I.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.